Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Yes, Brandon Bang and I am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here, and we go over the rules, the first rule of 2022. I break that down. Plus, it's Insurrectionist Week. Happy Insurrectionist Week. Happy Patriots Day, January 6th. The anniversary is on the way. Plus, Marjorie Taylor Greene is not suspended. She's expelled. Muppet-faced Marjorie has been expelled off of Twitter. All that and more on a fast, furious, and fully disruptive brand new banging I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real nice. Start this puppy off with something real proper. But most importantly, start this motherfucking I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast off with something real loud and real funky. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Let's fucking go. Yes! Have no fear and a happy new year. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Brand new Bang and I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is in Tsukasa. The name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. Captain Colitis from the Caucasus Mountains, a.k.a. the inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the Jewish James Dean. And you are now rocking with the very, very best. This, boom, is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. My name is Michael Rappaport. I hope everybody's feeling good. I hope everybody's feeling safe. I hope everybody is feeling sane. I hope everybody is hanging in the pocket like Joey Ballgame, Joey Burrow. Who would have thought that a Cincinnati Bengal would be getting a shout out from me, the Gringo Mandingo, yet he has earned it. Anyway, hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody's feeling safe. Hope everybody's feeling strong. Hope everybody's feeling sane. Happy New Year. This will probably be the first and only time I say Happy New Year. Happy 2022. I hope everybody had a good one. Hope everybody had a safe one. I hope everybody had a sane one. Mine was totally uneventful, just the way I like it. I was asleep by 10 o'clock. Pacific Coast Standard Time, sleeping done, out like a light. Woke up the next day like it was nothing. I'm back from the desert. I was in the desert. As I told you on the last I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, I was at a spa in the desert, cock naked. And I enjoyed that desert. I enjoyed that desert. It sucked the life right out of me. I got into a sort of just a zen-like state. And now I am back in Los Angeles. This I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast is taking place from parts unknown in L.A. Okay, let's call this the alternate L.A. Gloom Tomb. Can I call this the alternate L.A. Gloom Tomb, Jason? You could speak off camera. Yes, okay. Got my man Jay Berg here, who I've mentioned on the podcast a couple of times. I think I've mentioned you. You listen to the podcast, Jason? You fuck? No. You fuck?
I don't.
Motherfucker?
I got phone calls.
You fuck. Anyway, yeah, my 2022 New Year's celebration as a 52-year-old man. Well, I'm going to be 52 this year. Birthday's coming up in March. Will be 52, March 20th. But as a 51-year-old man who doesn't like to drink, although I was taking some gummies. Oh, yeah, I was taking some gummies the last couple of weeks, some sleep gummies, put me out like a light, get you in like a purple, yellow, dimly lit state. You know, in California, that gum game, that weed game, you can walk right in there. It's like going into Costco. It's literally like going into a 7-Eleven or a Steve Madden shoe store or like a Toys R Us. You go in there, you show them your license, boom. They got everything. They got drinks, they got brownies, they got peanuts, they got root beers, they got sauces, cookies, cakes. Every single thing is CBD. What is it? CBD and what else?
Gummies
and what else? Is CBD weed?
Joints,
pineapple flavor, everything. But I was having some trouble sleeping, and I got some gummies, and they got me feeling real good. Now, I'm sure a lot of you are probably like, yo, Mike Rapp, I got a gummy for you. Mike Rapp, I got a gummy for you. I appreciate the generosity and the concern for the Gringo Mandingo sleep schedule. I really, truly do. I am a lightweight. I am just fine. Okay, my days of smoking weed with the bronchial and the coughing and the phlegm, they're done. I mean, maybe one day. I mean, listen, every now and then, smoke a little something. But in general, my Cheech and Chong's, my up in smoke days, done. Those days are behind me. I have to just take care of my health, of course, with this Omicron, and this variant. And this bullshit, I've come to the conclusion that they have cut down quarantine days. They have cut down the amount of quarantine days. They said it's no longer 10 days. Now you quarantine for 5 days, not 7 days, not 7.5 days, not 8 days. The quarantine went from 10 days to 5 days. My prediction is that by June, they will say quarantine is from 5 days to 3 days. Okay, so it goes from 10 days to 5 days, 5 days to 3 days in June. And then in September, October, when some other variant they come up with, they'll go from 10 days to 5 days, 5 days to 3 days, 3 days to, fuck it. That's next. 3 days, and then it'll be, fuck it. Just, you'll figure it out. Get yourself some Mucinex, get yourself some saline nasal spray, and mask up, and everything's fine. Don't worry anymore. That's what's going to happen. Because when you're cutting quarantine days in half, we ain't talking about 7 days, to quote the great Allen Iverson. We ain't talking about 8 days. We're talking about five. We went from 10 to... My man, I'm recording a... My guy is over here, Jason. I don't know what the fuck you're doing over there. He's getting ready to go to the Canary Islands to do some big job over there in Africa, Spain, somewhere. You pack your shit on your own time, my friend. You don't pack your excuse me. You don't pack your shit when I'm recording the world's most disruptive podcast. My man.
Get the fuck out of here. Get Get out of here.
I'm a house guest over here with him.
Not for long.
Huh. Okay. Okay, enough with the sound effects. Okay? I'm a disruptive folk hero to these people. Okay? You don't want to listen to the podcast every single episode? Well, now we're going to start talking about your ass. Anyway, I don't know where I was. I just hope everybody's feeling good. 2022, first rule of 2022, we don't talk about 2021. First rule of 2022, we don't discuss 2021. We move forward. We lean forward. More disruption, okay? We lean into it. We cancel culture, my balls. We fuck them right where they breathe. Patton Oswalt, great stand-up comedian, one of the nicest guys in stand-up comedy, known as a nice guy. That's not anything anyone would put on me. They would go, oh, Michael Rapaport, known as a nice guy across the board. That's not what you're going to get if you run my file, if you run my paperwork. Okay, you're not going to get that. Patton Oswalt, great guy, great comedian. I did a fantastic movie with him called The Fan. But he's just a great guy. Everybody knows him. Great comedian. You know, been through some rough stuff personally. He is doing a show with Dave Chappelle, and they tried to cancel Patton Oswalt because he's doing a show with Dave Chappelle. Not for anything Patton Oswalt did. They couldn't cancel Dave Chappelle, so now they try to cancel you by association. Fuck you. Dave, call me up. I dare you fucks to try to come after me by association. 2022, we tell these little Twitter twinkle-toed cocksuckers to go fuck themselves. And when I say Twitter twinkle-toed cocksuckers, I'm talking about men, women, children, mothers, aunts, uncles, brothers, sisters, fathers. You cancel culture, cocksuckers. 2022, this is the year we cancel you, you fucks you. We're coming to cancel you, you miserable, no talent, bored. You're bored. Go play PlayStation. What's the games they play? Go play Madden. Shout out to the great Madden. Go play. You don't play Madden. Fortnite. Go play Fortnite. Go get your thumbs into a spasm on Fortnite. We're not going for it anymore. Robots, Russian accounts, all of it. We're not going for it anymore. You can't cancel people just because you don't like jokes. You can't cancel people. Get a life. Is there a degree you can get in cancel culture? Is that like a degree you could get from a college? I heard this podcast by Barry Weiss, another woman, former New York Times reporter. They tried to cancel her, talking about cancel culture. I like that Barry Weiss podcast. B-A-R-I. Barry Weiss. I like her podcast. You want to hear some shit that's pushing back against these little twerps? These fucks, these little egg roll eating motherfuckers. I had some great egg rolls during the pandemic. That's why I said egg rolls. My friends, we had a Thai chef came over and cooked fresh Thai food. I'm talking about pad Thai. I'm talking about these things called golden bags. These little bags. Like in a little, I don't know, crispy thing, almost like an egg roll type of setting thing. They put the bags, they got the meat, the beef in there, the little sauce. You put that golden bag in your mouth. It's like teabagging, if you're into that. That's not my thing. I like to be teabagged. You ever teabag anybody, brother? No? Now you're not talking so much, huh? You never teabagged anybody, huh? Maybe that's why you're not talking so much. Maybe you don't want to incriminate yourself. But I had these things called the golden bags. Fantastic. Shrimp pad Thai. Skewers. This. I've never had homemade Thai food. It was light. It had an aroma. It was. That's what I had for New Year's Eve. I ate that shit around 5. 10, 15. Gone. Done. Sleeping. Finito. Out. Like a fucking light. So, you see the cashmere here. It's a cashmere shirt. I'm rocking a cashmere shirt, feeling good, feeling strong. A couple of people have asked about the young shooter, whether or not Dean Collins, the young shooter, was spotted in a national McDonald's commercial. And the answer is yes. Okay. The young shooter is in a national, maybe international, who knows, McDonald's commercial that's playing all over the country, possibly all over the world right now. A lot of people saw it over the weekend. And it's funny because people go, is that the young shooter in the McDonald's commercial? It's not like he's an extra. It's him and a girl in the McDonald's commercial. I don't know, with Big Macs, Whoppers, Whopper Juniors, McNuggets, fries. I don't know what they're doing. Where they got you know, apple pie, milkshakes. But that's the shooter. And we tipped that off here at the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast. We said that he was going to be slinging burgers. And lo and behold, there he is, the young shooter, Dean Collins of the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast, slinging burgers, Whoppers, I don't know, French fries. I don't know if they have onion rings. I don't know what they have there. But he is doing the damn thing, and he is currently quarantining the little fuck because he's about to be slinging cars. I don't know what kind of car. Rolls Royce, BMW, Volvos. I don't know. But let's just say the young shooter will be slinging some sort of car, some automobile part. I don't know, oil changes, something to do with cars in the upcoming weeks. The shooter is rolling. The shooter is shooting, boom. And I'm happy for him. Of course, the next time he shows his face on the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, he will be in that butler uniform. He assured me that that butler uniform is at his crib and ready to be used and probably abused when we see him in that butler outfit. But I'm happy for him. He, is doing it. And, you know, commercials, you can make a good living doing commercials if you're in the right one. So I'm happy for the shooter. However, because the young shooter is shooting, you know, slinging, I don't know what, automobile parts, engines, oil changes, gasoline, I don't know, something to do with cars. Now he can't come with me to Denver, the little fuck. Cannot come with me to Denver for my shows, which I will be performing this weekend, the 6th, 7th, and 8th of January, 2022. January 6th. Need I not remind you what happened 1 year ago on January 6th? January 6th, 7th, and 8th, I will be in Denver at Comedy Works Denver. Okay, then we have a few weeks off. Then we're in Tacoma. Okay, then we're in Buffalo. Then we're in West Palm, Palm Beach. We're all over the place. It's all up now. All the dates that are secured and locked for the month of February and March, all available. MichaelRapaportComedy.com, MichaelRapaportComedy.com, Boston, Hartford. Okay, and I think I am going to change the name of the 2022 comedy tour, or name it, because you know every year you got to change the name or rename it. I'm thinking about calling the 2022 comedy tour, which all tickets are available at MichaelRapaportComedy.com. Denver this weekend, you fuck. I think I'm going to call it the Jewish Space Laser Tour. Shout out to Marjorie Taylor Greene, that kooky congresswoman, that freak, moronic Marjorie Taylor Greene, who tried to come after me, Gringo Mandingo, and I think I sent her into such a tailspin, she is now... not suspended. Suspension means you come back. And the reason why I know the difference between suspension and expelled is because I was suspended and expelled many times out of school. And suspensions, they end. Expulsions, they don't end. That's like chop, chop, chop. Finito, finished, the end, fini. Okay, that's Italian, that's English, Spanish. Finito, fini, finished, done. Marjorie the Muppet is no longer on Twitter. She's not suspended. That's fake news. They ousted her ass. She's no longer on Twitter. And I said this a couple of weeks ago. I said, Marjorie Taylor Greene, you Muppet-faced freak, you. These Jewish space lasers, they work, you fuck. They work. Those Jewish space lasers, they shot you out of the fucking air, floating around, shot you out of the sky, and you are done with Twitter. And for somebody that likes to tweet like myself, now I'm not like a psychopath like this lunatic Marjorie Taylor Greene. This animal is on there all the time. Run-on sentences going on and on and on and on and on and on with all her medical advice, her medical opinions, her opinions and her suggestions that there's going to be civil wars and all that. Now you got nothing. And I got to be honest, good Muppet-faced Marjorie Taylor Greene, you backwoods freak you. Go back under the rock you came from out of in the first place. How are you even in Congress? Someone is a part of the American government, a conspiracy theorist QAnon whack job who believes in Jewish space lasers. And she was right. Marjorie Taylor Greene, you were right about those Jewish space lasers. They're real and they work. You can attest to it because you got shot the fuck down out of the pig pen that you are flying around in. Pew, 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 you fuck. Now you're off Twitter. And I was thinking to myself, what is pig pen Marjorie doing? What is mean old Marjorie doing? What is red-faced Marjorie doing now that she's no longer on Twitter? Is she rolling around in the mud? Is she angry with her pig snout in the mud? Going, oh, they did this, and oh, they did that. Where are you, Marjorie? What'd they do to you? What'd they do to you, girl? Go on. Go on, fight them. She takes her fucking teeth out. You know, she got false teeth, allegedly. Takes teeth out of her mouth. I'm going to go fight them. My Marjorie Taylor Greene. What are you doing, Marjorie? You fuck. They only take the best of the worst. The worst of the worst. The best of the worst of the worst off Twitter. And you animal. She looks like she's 5'1", big, stocky Jack Lambert shoulders. Marjorie Taylor Greene is a Jack Lambert-looking motherfucker. You look like Jack Lambert. Shout out to the great middle linebacker, number 56, Hall of Famer, the centerpiece of the Steel Curtain, Jack Lambert. You're a Jack Lambert-looking motherfucker, Marjorie Taylor Greene. And now you're off Twitter. You're done. And I like it. I like it a lot. Another person we need to follow up on is Antonio Brown, former Pittsburgh Steeler, former Oakland Raider. I don't know if he went anywhere else. And now former Tampa Bay Buccaneer, AB. Antonio Brown, who has had years and years and years of opportunities, years and years and years of chances to grow up, to make amends, to improve from his years and years and years of being a fucking dummy. Now, I spoke on this a couple of weeks ago on the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast when Antonio Brown was busted. He was busted because he didn't want to pay his personal chef, I don't know, let's say $10,000. He didn't want to pay his personal chef the $10,000 that he owed him. So the personal chef, I believe, allegedly ratted him out that he was using a fake vaccination card. He was not vaccinated. He somehow got his hand on a fake vaccine card and got himself suspended for 3 days. And Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Bruce Arians, they let it slide again. And I understand it. Winning isn't everything. Winning is the only thing. When it comes to football, when it comes to a 44-year-old quarterback, they want to win. They're like, yeah, he's fucking stupid. He's this, that, and the third, Antonio Brown. And after that, during the middle of the Omicron 2021, first rule of 2022 is we don't talk about 2021, but only in reference to 2021. We'll suspend you 3 games. You already had an ankle injury. We'll let you back on the team. And what does this fucking asshole do his first week back with the team? There's many different reports. They're saying he didn't want to play. He didn't think his ankle was ready to play. I don't give a flying fuck. They're also saying that. They're not saying. This is a fact. There was incentives. If he caught one more touchdown, he'd get $333,000 more. And if he got eight more yards, he'd get this. And there's all these incentives. And everybody has to go out of their way to appease a grown fucking man who's had chance after chance, opportunity after opportunity to redeem himself, to improve. This guy has had sexual assault allegations. This guy's had all kind of crazy shit, all sorts of crazy shit. And they forgive him because he's probably a nice guy when he's fucking, when he's medicated, allegedly, or he's not like emotionally not sober or suffering from something. So at one point during this game, you've all seen it. Apparently the coach said, go in there. You got your fucking, get on in there, motherfucker. You want to play? You want your incentives? You get one more touchdown, you get $333,000. There's all these different things. And he didn't want to go in the game. So instead of going in the game, he takes his shoulder pads, takes his jersey off, takes his helmet off. He gets chest naked. Chest naked. Starts gallivanting. Big word for me. Big word for me. That's my father calls those a $5 word. Starts gallivanting across the field out there in Giant Stadium where the Jets play. They still call it Giant Stadium. I don't know if that's the technical term, but that's what New Yorkers call it, Giant Stadium. It ain't Shea Stadium. It ain't Jet Stadium. I believe it's Giant Stadium. He's doing jumping jacks. He's waving to the fans. He waves goodbye, runs into the tunnel, apparently caught an Uber, and that was the end of Antonio Brown. You're never coming back to the NFL, and you did it to yourself. So now the questions are, is Antonio Brown suffering from CTE? Because there's all these doctors on the internet. They're like, he's got to be suffering from CTE, which I don't make light of. Is he mentally ill? Don't make light of that. Or the third choice, because you got three choices, is actually four choices. You go CTE, don't make light of that. Mental illness, don't make light of that. Is he emotionally unstable? Could fuck with that. I'm emotionally unstable. That's about discipline. That's about acknowledging, your wrongdoings. That's about being a grown-up, being emotionally unstable. You could grow past that. Or the fourth answer, there's A, B, C, and D. My prediction is that it's D, is that he's just a dumb fuck. Again, I don't make light of CTE. We know how serious that is, especially with football players. I don't make light of mental illness. I can belittle being emotionally unstable. And I will definitely belittle being a dumb fuck. Possibly, and I use the definition, the Webster's definition, retard. This is a guy who could possibly be one of the greatest NFL wide receivers, but also, no disrespect, be a retard. Now, that word is not supposed to be used now, but it's still in the dictionary. And if you look up the word retard, okay, it kind of explains what might be going on with Antonio Brown. This guy's a fuck up. Okay? He's been given opportunity after opportunity after opportunity to do something that comes so easy to him, to make a gazillion dollars. The Buccaneers, Tom Brady, Mike Tomlin of the Pittsburgh Steelers, they've all given you fucking leash, rope to run. And you just can't fucking figure it out, Antonio Brown. You just can't get it together. I personally think the guy is learning disabled, slipped through the cracks all these years because he was a great athlete. And here we are. You know, Tom Brady was very nice, very pensive in regards to his response to Antonio Brown. Miles Jordan, play that clip.
It's obviously a difficult situation. And, you know, I think we all want, you know, him to you know, just think everybody should find, you know, hopefully do what they can to help him in ways that you know, he really needs it. And, you know, we all love him. We care about him deeply. You know, we want to see him be at his best. And, you know, unfortunately, it won't be with our team. But, you know, we have a lot of friendships that will last. And, again, I think the most important thing about football are the relationships with your friends and your teammates, and they go beyond the field. And, you know, I think everyone should be very compassionate and empathetic toward, you know, some very difficult things that are happening.
The GOAT said, you know, I wish him the best. I send him love. Say it. Is there something we don't know? Is he mentally unstable? Is it CTE? Is he just a dumb fuck? Is he belligerent? What is it? Because if it's serious, this guy needs help. If it ain't serious, that's why I'm here. I'm here to break his fucking balls. Because let me tell you something. If I could run slant routes, fly routes, catch a fucking pass like that, like my man Lynn Swan, Megatron and those guys, Randy Moss. Catch a fucking mic, see? If I could do that like Antonio, catch a mic. You wouldn't hear a peep out of me. If you could throw me a football and I could be... You wouldn't hear a fucking peep out of me. Antonio Brown, you can't figure it out. And I wish you well. But this guy's had shot after shot after chance after chance after chance. And now you're done. You're not a good rapper. He put out a rap song. Your music is trash, homie. Music's whack. Okay? I think he might have been on Dancing with the Stars. He'll probably get on Dancing with the Stars. They love that. Dancing with the Stars. They love. If a football team can't control Antonio Brown, you think the producers over there at Dancing with the Stars can control this fucking guy? You want to get yourself in a situation Dancing with the Stars? They'll be like, live, the quarterfinals, Dancing with the Stars, former football player Antonio Brown. He comes out there, his dick's out. There's no wardrobe, there's no sparkles, there's no sequins. Antonio Brown comes out to do his live TV, his show. His cock, it'll be out. They don't know what to do with you, Antonio Brown. It's like fucking Animal House over there. It's party, party, party. Just like on some Eddie Murphy, party all the time, party all the time, party all the time. Anyway, it's been a crazy start to the new year. Happy New Year. This will be the one and only podcast where I say Happy New Year. If I say it more than once, please remind me, because we don't need to talk about this shit. It's really just a day. Happy New Year. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Easter. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Thanksgiving. Okay, move on. You know, another thing about Antonio Brown that was crazy? When O.J. Simpson is telling you, oh, you fucked up. You know you fucked up. Now, because we all know O.J. Simpson is the ultimate fuck up. The ultimate former NFL pile of shit. Who's definitely suffering from something. He's gonzo. I don't know what the fuck he's on. But when O.J., the juice, will put a camera in front of himself and tell you, you ain't shit. You know you did something wrong, Antonio Brown, because O.J. Simpson went on his Twitter instantaneously, like me. He went up there like fucking, he was up there, I'll be honest, before I went up there, because you know I yellowed this fuck. I yellowed Antonio Brown, as I should.
You dumb motherfucker! Put your fuck, don't you take your fucking pants off! You fuck you! I Aiello'd him. Shout out to the great Danny Aiello. But before I even Aiello'd him, OJ was up there like, boo, 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 boo. And he's just also like, he's just like, well, you know, we've all done, and I, this is unacceptable. Miles Jordan, play the clip from OJ Simpson.
For what Tom Brady has done, for Antonio Brown, for him to pull what he pulled today is completely inexcusable. Playoffs are coming up, and you pull this crap on a guy who really went out on a limb for you. Totally BS. Inexcusable. Take care.
This fucking guy out there trying to sound like Mr. Rogers. OJ, I want the voice you use when you was cutting and chopping and beating people up. You weren't sounding like Mr. Rogers when you were doing all that grimy shit. You weren't sounding like Mr. Rogers when you were in jail. You weren't sounding like Mr. Rogers when you were on tape breaking into that room and you said, you know who the fuck it is. I want that guy when you talk on Twitter, OJ. I want that fucking OJ Simpson Hall of Fame running back Heisman Trophy running through airports, jumping over furniture at JFK LAX. I want that energy. I want that. You know who the fuck it is. When you broke in there to steal some memorabilia, I would love to interview the person who OJ Simpson tried to get his memorabilia back from. Like the fear that must have went in his heart. Because like, yo, you know what happens when OJ gets mad. He's on that Ginsu. He's on that Kill Bill, Volume 1, Volume 2, Uma Thurman, Lucy Liu type slicing and dicing shit. No disrespect to the dead. I Am Rappaport Podcast. Because you are listening to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, there's a good chance you love sports as much as me, if not more. Gambling on sports is nothing new, but doing it from your couch is, with more and more states and sites making it legal. There's so much money to be made. That's why me, Michael Rappaport, the Dust Brothers, and my guy Ben Bowler have created Captain Picks, aka a community of winners. We have a team of captains that are making winning picks at NBA, NFL, NHL, college football, and basketball, plus live game betting and more. You can either have picks emailed to you daily, weekly, monthly, or join our Discord for up-to-the-minute plays and strategy. You don't have to be at this alone. Sign up at CaptainPicks.com today. That's CaptainPicks.com today. And start winning tonight, today, ASAP. January 6th this week. Got to do something good for that because the insurrectionists, you know, they're all out there. Not enough sentences, not enough information. They haven't figured it out. They haven't gotten to the bottom of it yet. But it was just 1 year ago that we were sitting on our couches, and I knew it. And it's not I knew it because I knew something everybody else didn't know. I knew it because I was listening to what Pig Dick Donald Trump said. He said, January 6th, going to be a hell of a time. It's going to be a wild day. December 30th, 2020, I went on my Instagram. I said, what the fuck are you talking? Miles Jordan, play that clip.
A scumbag, why do you keep saying January 6th, see you there? Why do you keep saying that? Who are you going to see? You're not going to, nothing's getting overturned. A couple of soulless fuckboy Republicans, they might hold things up for a couple hours. But why don't you say what you really mean, bitch? Say what you mean. You want some fucking people to come down to D.C. and cause trouble, right? Is that what it is? Just say it. Say it. You're a big shot. You say what you mean. You mean what you say. Say it, bitch. January 6th, who are you going to see there? Who are you going to see there, motherfucker? You're trying to incite shit, you fucking scumbag, you.
That's me. That's me. 7 days before it went down, I know nothing. I don't have intel. I don't have like a bat phone. I was just going off of what they said. I was shocked to hear that and see that Instagram video a year later. I was bugging off that. I was like, damn, that's pretty goddamn crazy. And they got in there easier than it was to get into the Montclair store in Soho. Capital was easy. Montclair, they're out there with the jackrabbit, the hammers. They're beating it. They're kicking it. They fucking, boom, Capital breached that shit like nothing. No problem. A year ago, it was also announced over the holiday that slobdick Donald Trump Jr. is marrying Gavin Newsom's old work. Gavin with the good hair, Newsom, another yo-yo politician. Gavin Newsom, Kimberly Guilfoyle. Kimberly, the best is yet to come, Guilfoyle. They're getting married, and I feel bad. I hope this guy's got a vasectomy, and I hope her tubes are tied. And if they're not tied, somebody needs to intervene, because if these two freaks are trying to breed and make more kids, the world is in trouble. Imagine what those little shits will turn out to be. Kimberly Guilfoyle, who Gavin Newsom used to lay that, that's his old chick. He used to hit that. I don't know if they were married or whatever, but he was hitting that nice. Apparently, he was hitting it real nice. Donald Trump Jr.'s fiance, Gavin Newsom, she was running her fingers through that good hair. And I'm no Gavin Newsom fan. But if Dick Stain Donald Trump and Kimberly Guilfoyle are having little Dick Stains, Dick Stain Jr.'s and all that stuff, we don't need any more. Please don't. You want to get married? Get married. You feel like you have your perfect match? Cool. Buckle down with each other. Do whatever you do. Get that. Maybe she can help you with that Bobby Joe Brown, Dick Stain Donald Trump Jr. But please, I'm asking. The world is asking. I'm sure your father said, don't have kids with this crazy broad. You got enough kids. Dick Stain Donald Trump Jr. You don't need any more kids. I hope they don't have any kids. What else is going on? I rewatched a film that I talked about a bunch on the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast, Buffalo 66. Yo, if you haven't seen this movie, Buffalo 66, you could rent it on iTunes. I'm sure there's other places to watch it. It's written and directed by this dude, Vincent Gallo. I love this movie. It's dysfunctional. It's dark. It's romantic. It's beautifully shot. Try to set your television, whenever you're watching any films, try to set your television to the proper settings so you're not watching in crazy HD. You see how you're watching me right now on YouTube? If you're watching me on my YouTube, that's not how you should be watching a film. That's not how you should be watching any movies. Movies are not meant to be in 4K. Reality shows are. If you're watching Jeopardy, they are. Sitcoms, fine. But Netflix shows, like Yellowstone. I'm going to start watching that show, Yellowstone. A bunch of people were talking to me about Yellowstone, coincidentally, over the break. The Sopranos, Raging Bull, whatever you're into. When Harry Met Sally, they're not meant to be watched in 4K. It's not what the filmmaker intended, what the cinematographer intended, to see every pore, every zit, every pimple, every, that's not the way it's supposed to be, I am telling you. But this movie, Buffalo 66, I just love it. It's funny, it's weird, it's dark. It's sort of, I don't find it annoying, but I was reading about it. Some people find it annoying. I don't find it annoying, but it's just a really good film that I rewatched and that I really, really like. And like I said, it's just, you know, it's like a dark, indie, romantic, weird romantic. And I say weird, weirdly romantic sort of story about this guy and this girl. Vincent Gallo, Christina Ricci, who's now kicking ass in this show with our friend of the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast, friend in real life, friend on the podcast, Juliette Lewis, Yellow Jackets, which is on Showtime, which I just started watching. She's so fucking good. I love Juliette Lewis. She inspires me. She's one of the only actors, actresses, whatever, that I get off on watching. Like, I'm like, yeah, I can feel her. I feel her, like on some Tupac shit. That's why I always love Tupac, because like when I used to listen to Tupac, I get hype. Like when you listen to Tupac, you were like, yo, you know that song? He goes, can you feel me? I can feel you. Juliette Lewis is on that Tupac shit. You know, you just, it's an expression of emotion when she's acting. And then what else? And then kooky Kyrie Irving. This is going to be some week. Apparently, kooky Kyrie Irving is making his return to the Brooklyn Nets this week, allegedly. They are playing the Indiana Pacers in Indiana because kooky Kyrie Irving cannot play at home. Kooky Kyrie Irving cannot play at home. He cannot play in the state of California. But he can play certain away games and no home games. You got that? It's confusing. He can't play home games in Brooklyn for the Brooklyn Nets if the Brooklyn Nets somehow, some way made it to the finals and they played against the Golden State Warriors, the Sacramento Kings, never going to happen. The Los Angeles Lakers, probably not going to happen, but you can't count that motherfucker out. LeBron James, 37, guy's been on a fucking tear. LeBron James is a fucking animal. And I break his balls when I need to break his balls, but as far as a basketball playing fucking beast, the motherfucker's an animal. He's 37 years old, looking like he's 23. I don't know if he's all natural. Who knows? But even if he ain't all natural, it's ridiculously impressive. The way he's played the last 8, 9, 10 games, the energy and the just the effort. The energy and the effort. Obviously, in order to show the effort, you need the energy, but it's just him. It's in him. He's a fucking animal. But if Kyrie and the Brooklyn Nets play the Golden State Warriors, the Sacramento Kings, the Los Angeles Lakers, or the Los Angeles Clippers, those four teams, those California teams, he cannot play in any of the games because he can't play the away games and he can't play the home games. Follow? Which would be crazy. Which would be nuts if the Brooklyn Nets make it to the finals and he can't play in any of the games versus one of those four teams, which it could only be the Lakers. Don't count those motherfuckers out. I don't think they're going to make it to the finals. I don't think they're going to make it to the Western Conference Finals, but LeBron is such a fucking animal. Golden State, apparently, Klay Thompson, who's been out 2 years at this point, is coming back. Hopefully this week he's coming back. I don't know. You know, all these, you know, you could just literally go on social media and be like, rumors have it. Sources are telling me. I could go on there and be like, sources are telling me that Klay Thompson is playing tonight. He's suiting up tonight. You could just say that. And then, you know, if you have any sort of standing in the sports world, they'll put it up there. And nobody knows. I don't think Klay Thompson actually knows when they're going to let him play and when he's going to play. Anyway, it's coming down to the NFL playoffs. It's going to start ramping up in the NBA. There's going to be an all-star break at some point, which I believe is in Cleveland. Yo, if you're going to Cleveland for the all-star game, do yourself a favor and be careful what you eat out there. Apparently, there's great food. There's great restaurants. Don't fuck with the sushi unless they're flying in sushi chefs and they're flying in fish on a private jet because you know there's no oceans in Cleveland, okay? There's no Chilean sea bass being caught right out of the lakes out there in Minnesota. And careful with the sushi. There is great chefs out there. Apparently, they got great chefs. I would just watch out for the fish if you're making your way out to Cleveland for the All-Star game. Anyway, it's going to be a great time, and fantasy football season is over. Unfortunately, I didn't win either one of my leagues. I had to suck that up. It's hard. No Bruno. But, you know, injuries, COVID, Kirk Cousins, you fucking worm, you. Kirk Cousins, this fucking guy. Now he's in the COVID protocols. You fucked your team, asshole. Nonetheless, it was a great season. Just got to dust ourselves off. Rappaport's a light. Take a couple of weeks off. And then we start preparing for the next season. Anyway, I'm done. I'm done disrupting. We came, we saw, we disrupted. I'll say it again. We came, we saw, we disrupted. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers. Take me out of here with something real proper. Take me out of here with something real nice. But most importantly, take me out of here with something real funky. I am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. I'm out.